You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship. I'm hoping, and Chuck and I were chatting about this earlier, that we'll be able to move right into worship without any announcements at the beginning, you know, save all announcements to the end. That allows you time to prepare and to enter into worship. But because we're on the radio, we like to announce the hymns for those who might be following along with their hymnal. So we're going to figure out a way that maybe somebody can announce these are the hymns to the radio listeners while we are entering into worship. And the hymnal does have helpful prayers before worship and suggestions and preparation for worship, and we could talk about that another time. But for now, allow me to introduce our hymns for today, especially for those who are following along on the radio. I know on YouTube they make a point of zooming in on the hymn board so you can see ahead of time. Radio doesn't have that. So Divine Service Setting 3 begins at page 184. Opening hymn is 515, Rejoice, Rejoice, Believers. The hymn of the day is 713, From God Can Nothing Move Me. Distribution hymns, 798, The God of Abraham Praise, 802, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise, 895, Now Think We All Are God. Our closing hymn is 829, Christ the Eternal Lord. So let us begin with the opening hymn, 515, Rejoice, Rejoice, Believers.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the intro.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Living God, your almighty power is made known chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace to lay hold of your promises and live forever in your presence through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading is from Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. He said, Here I am. He said, Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And now behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, But I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Say this to the people of Israel, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the gradual. Thessalonians chapter 2. Now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we ask you, brothers, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed either by a spirit or a spoken word or a letter seeming to be from us,
to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself against every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And you know what is restraining him now, so that he may be revealed in his time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will kill with the breath of his mouth and bring to nothing by the appearance of his coming. But we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand in honor of the gospel. There came to Jesus some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, and they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife but no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children, and the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. Afterward, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had her as wife." And Jesus said to them, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they cannot die anymore, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." And some of the scribes answered, "Teacher, you have spoken well," for they no longer dared ask him any question. This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, and for us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end.
Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come.
Thank you. peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Be seated. And Moses said, I'll turn aside to see this great sight and why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. Moses turned aside to see and made all the difference. God came down to Moses. This is the pre-incarnate Christ, the angel of the Lord, who appeared in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. God himself, as he soon confirms. Remember, Moses is 80 years old at this time. He's born in Egypt, born to believing Hebrews. It was at a time when the Egyptians were in dread of the people of Israel. The king of Egypt, the Pharaoh, had commanded that every son born to the Hebrews be cast into the Nile. And it was through the faithful and courageous acts of midwives and Moses' mother and Pharaoh's daughter and Moses' sister that Moses' life is spared. And he's raised as the son of the daughter of Pharaoh, but he's also a Hebrew. When he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, Moses takes action into his own hands. He struck him down. He killed that Egyptian. Pharaoh found out and wanted Moses dead. Moses fled for his life. He was 40 at that time. He fled to that foreign land of Midian. There he found favor with Jethro, a shepherd, and the priest of Midian. Jethro gave his daughter Zipporah to Moses in marriage. They have a son, and Moses is content to live as a sojourner in this foreign land. We pick up 40 years later. During these many days, the king of Egypt died. The people of Israel groaned because of their slavery and cried for help. Their cry for rescue from slavery came to God. God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. God saw the people of Israel, and God knew. God had humbled Moses over those 40 years of shepherding the flock of his father-in-law in a foreign land, preparing him for service. And now God comes to Moses. And when God saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him. The Lord reveals himself to Moses through his spoken word. Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. He said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. The presence of God makes this ground holy. God tells Moses that he is the one true living God right there in his presence. The same God who made the covenant promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which Moses knew, had been taught. Same God. This is the same God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change and he doesn't forget his promises. Moses is appropriately fearful and reverent. Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The Lord knows the suffering of his people. No matter how many years pass, God knows the suffering and the affliction of his people. And God did come down to deliver his people out of Egypt. And he did it through this 80-year-old man, Moses. This man who had been sojourning in a foreign land for 40 years, because he had killed a man and fled for his life, God would deliver his people through this man. Not by the strength or ability of Moses. Deliverance would be by God's word and the presence of God with Moses. With God, all things are possible. God comes to us today through his word and his presence. The spoken word over the font of the water, the word spoken over the bread and the wine, the word spoken through a man who's serving in the office that God established for this purpose, that you may hear his word, know his presence personally, intimately. And this morning you have turned aside to see. The Lord saw that you've turned aside to see, and he speaks to you. He speaks to you this morning. He says, do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Same God. Always. When we approach the altar, we are right to approach with fear and reverence. This is holy ground. And the Lord assures you that he has seen your afflictions and he knows your suffering. Has it been 40 years? Maybe more? From your afflictions, your suffering? The Lord knows. And he has come to deliver you. God did deliver his people out of Egypt, where they were enslaved through his humble servant Moses. And it was a dramatic deliverance that they would commemorate every year with that Passover festival. And that commemoration, where words were recited, God's words were recited, it would sustain his people until he came in the flesh, in the person of Jesus Christ, to deliver his people once and for all from slavery to sin and from the power of the devil. And even though God himself came down in the flesh as a man to dwell among us, even then, many in his presence did not turn aside to see. The Sadducees were among those who had grown distant from God. They knew his word, but they were rationalizing, trying to determine if it fit into their way of life. They couldn't recognize the resurrection of the life right there in their midst. If only they would turn aside to see God with them. They wanted to explain away the resurrection while the God of the living was right there in their presence, standing, speaking to them, and they were missing him. He is not the God of the dead to be conformed to some kind of concept that fits your way of life. He's the God of the living. For all live to him. And how often we can miss out like the Sadducees did when the God of the living is right here in our presence. God comes to us, present with us, and speaks to us. But rather than turn aside to see, we're distracted with thoughts and opinions that prevent us from being with him, from listening to him. We allow our thoughts and opinions to distance ourselves from God as though he were not here to be with us, to speak to us. Like a neglected relationship, we drift apart. God becomes a memory, a concept, a distant God to be rationalized into something that fits into our understanding of how life should be. When we don't turn aside to see, we miss out. We miss out on being with God and hearing from the God of the living. We miss hearing that he has seen our afflictions and he knows our suffering. The afflictions and suffering caused by other people, as well as the afflictions and suffering that we've brought upon ourselves. We miss hearing his promises, promises to forgive our sins, promises to deliver us from our enemies. We miss the assurance that he has done this already on the cross. We miss him bringing that deliverance to us personally, presently, through his word and sacraments. When we don't turn aside to see, we risk being like the Sadducees, who stood in the presence of the living God and were unaffected. Then Moses said to God, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am, has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'The God, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations.'" God gave Moses his personal name to be remembered for all generations. God gave you his personal name. His name, I Am, Yahweh, reveals a lot about who God is. He is a personal being, living. He's not just a concept, not just some abstract thought. I Am. He's unlimited in his freedom, absolutely independent. He's timeless, constant, unchangeable. He gave us his name so that we may have an intimate and personal relationship with him. Not a distant or theoretical relationship, not a virtual relationship. And he's come down to us in the person of Jesus Christ. Though we were separated from the living God because of our sin, Jesus brought us into an intimate personal relationship with himself through his own sacrificial life, death, and his resurrection, that we may live with him now and into eternity. Jesus cited Moses, this event at the burning bush. He cited this to the Sadducees so that they could recall who God is, the God of the living, for all live for him. Your God, your loving God, comes down to you in his word and sacraments here often. And as he does, turn aside to see and to hear and to be in his holy presence, to be renewed, to be refreshed, to be transformed by the very presence of the living God. For all live for him. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand for the offertory.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For grace and peace in our Savior Jesus Christ, that whatever troubles, tribulations, and temptations afflict us in this world of sin and sorrow, we may never forget or forsake him. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we would be strengthened in Christ to bear our crosses in patience and trust and remain faithful unto him until he comes again in glory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church, that she may hold fast to the word of life in the midst of a crooked and twisted world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Against all grumbling, rivalry, and conceit in the church of God, and for humble and devout faith lasting until the day of Christ Jesus, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those good works that flow from faith in God's precious Son, that everything his children do in thought, speech, and action would bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we would always be thankful for the Lord's rich and abundant blessings to us and to our country, for Donald, our president, the Congress of these United States, Tony, our governor, our legislators, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws, that we would be delivered from threats of violence and taught the way of peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick, the suffering, the grieving, and the dying, especially Vicky, Anita, Lois, Louis, Joe, Chuck, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Kathy, Doris, Matthew, Mark, Ethel, Bob, Gabby, Fred, Harold, Joan, Linda, Jaden, Rick, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, Erna, Jeff, and the family of Missy Leon, that they would be blessed with healing, relief, comfort, and peace according to the Lord's will, and that in his good and gracious will, he would grant us all things needful for this body and life, and keep us amid all these afflictions. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the faith to discern Christ's body and the repentance to receive this Holy Communion worthily, for our fellowship at the table of the Lord, that we may be sustained in unity of doctrine and life together, and that we would be brought to that day when division shall no longer prevent us from receiving the sacrament as one church. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We continue with the service of the sacraments, page 194.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
Give his feet and rise so to
it is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.